could have land the worse. Well, now I can make any Jonah lady. Good then, Sir Richard. God of mercy, fellow. And if his name be George, I'll call him Peter. For new made honor doth forget men's names. It's just too respective and too sociable for a virgin. Now, your traveler, he has his toothpick at my worship's mouth. And when my nightly stomach is sufficed, why then I suck my teeth and catechize my picket man of countries. My dear sir, thus landing on my elbow I began, I shall beseech you, that is, question, and then Kurt's answer, like an absolute. Oh, sir, says answer, at your best command, at your employment, at your service, sir. No, sir, says question. Aye, sweet sir, and yours. And so ere answer no to a question would, saving a dialogue of compliment, and talking of the Alps and the Apennines, the Pyrenean and the River Po, it draws towards supper and conclusions. But this is worshipful society. It's the mountain spirit like myself, for he is but a bastard to the time that doth not smack of observation, and so am I, whether I smack or no. And not alone in habit or device, exterior form, outward accoutrement, but from the inward motion to deliver sweet, sweet, sweet poison for the age's tooth, which, though I will not practice to deceive, yet to avoid deceit, I mean to learn. For it shall strew the footsteps of my eyes. It comes in such haste, right? What woman posts is this? Hath she no husband that will take pains to blow a horn before her? All meet is my mother. How now, good lady?